podcast video series that we're doing on the keys to happiness. It's so interesting, isn't it, how many times the keys to being happy or content are very small little steps, and some are huge, but a lot of them are really tiny. Today happens to be a big one. David Essel here, for 45 years helping the world to heal, as a number one best-selling author, counselor, master life coach, you name it. I do so many different things and love it all, of course. But this is going to be a massive one, and this can just destroy mountains of sadness, anger, vindictiveness, resentments, and create a pathway to happiness if you so choose. I've worked with so many people that have run away from this step that I'm going to share right now, only 6 months to a year later, to come back and go, David, oh my God, it's eating me up inside, and I don't know what to do. And I'll say, well, why don't we visit what we talked about a year ago? And they'll go, oh my God, I have to go down that route. And I go, yes. And then when they do, the unbelievable shift happens within. And what am I talking about? Forgiving the unforgivable. Doing what so many of the Jews did with Auschwitz and Hitler. Forgiving the unforgivable. What so many, Nelson Mandela, what he had to do in order to do what he had done. Martin Luther King Jr. I mean, so many of these people had to go into high levels of forgiveness against their oppressors, against those that were judging them harshly, in order to even communicate with them, and in order to even talk to them. They had to go into forgiveness. How about you? When you hold on to a resentment, and I know people go, but David, it's justified. You know, they betrayed me. They cheated on me. They stole from me. They lied to me over and over and over. And I go, I know, and it's really hard. Now let's get back to our work on forgiveness. But you don't understand. You've never been in this situation, and people don't know what situations I've been in, right? I've had to forgive people that have betrayed me so deeply that you wouldn't believe it. You would say, how the hell does that happen to David Essel? Well, it happens to David Essel the same way it happens to anyone else. I'm not protected from people being mean to me or people betraying from me or stealing from me or anything else. And I have to do the same thing. If I want my peace of mind, if I want my happiness, I got to bust my butt and forgive them. And I'm going to tell you, this is one of the greatest blocks to your happiness, to my happiness, to everyone's happiness, because we go back to that justifiable resentment. I deserve to be angry at him. He left me for a younger woman. She left me for a guy with more money, blah, 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 blah. It doesn't matter. It's over. It's a past. And last that happened 30 seconds ago, we've got to start working on forgiveness. Listen. These tips are short, they're to the point, they're really powerful, they're very impactful. Until I was willing to forgive people who had cheated on me, who had stole from me, who had betrayed me deeply, who had lied to me and my community, making everyone think that I was this really bad person for a number of years, until that person finally came to the front and apologized and said, I made it all up, oh my God. But if she had never done that, I still would have had to go forward and forgive her. I still had to do the work of forgiveness, and you're going to have to too. Listen, we teach a four-step process of forgiveness that is so freaking powerful. It doesn't matter what's happened to you in the past. We can help you let it go. Reach out to me at talkdavid.com. We've got specials going on because of inflation, decreased rates, if that would help you. I just want you to be happy. And one of the most important steps is forgiving those who have done things that we do not believe they're forgivable for. Everyone needs to forgive. You don't even have to let them know you've forgiven them. You don't even have to let them know you're working with me on forgiving them. You don't have to do a darn thing other than forgive them. That creates space in your brain for calmness, for creativity, for everything in the world we need to be happier, healthier. And then once you're there, you are beginning to master life. If I can help you, go to talkdavid.com. Let's really do some great work together, okay? I want you happy. Have a great day.